Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtell.
Yes, here he is, John Michael. Good morning. How are you on this beautiful Friday? How are you, John Michael?
Hello, Mark. And hello, Holiday Coast.
Yeah. Well, we're ready to rock and roll. And looking at this great story, all of us love Home Alone. I can't believe you're telling us it was 28 years ago. And
28 years, 1990. Can you imagine?
Isn't that amazing?
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, exactly right.
And what a life Macaulay Culkin has had. So that dear little boy, you know, he's been in all sorts of trouble since then.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And what are you hearing about it? It's going into production.
Well, they're going to make a sort of a sequel about Ryan Reynolds will play this guy who is misses a flight, as what happened in the original. You know, the kid was stuck alone at home. Well, he's an adult stuck alone at home, but he's been taking some substances. And he doesn't know where he is. He's stuck in the house and he has a very vague recollection of where he is. And then it's a couple of bad guys break in. So he, under his, in a haze, shall we say, in a haze, has to tackle the bad guys. So it's 28 years to make, I suppose you could call it a sequel. But I'm sure if it's anywhere half as good as the first, it'll probably do very well.
Okay. Now, the other one we all grew up with was Perry Mason. Perry Mason. And what, that's going to be revived?
It's going to be revived. I mean, look, at the moment, you look at Hollywood, they don't seem to have any bright ideas. It seems to be nothing but repeats and, you know, and what do they call them? Reboots.
That's reboots, yeah.
Reboot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Perry Mason, which, of course, starred the terrific Raymond Burr, and then he went on to star in Ironside, remember that?
Yeah.
At black and white television, Barbara Hale playing Della Street, and a cast of great character actors playing attorneys and judges and whatever. But, of course, there was always the Perry Mason moment where he exposed to someone on the witness box, you did it. You remember that?
Yeah.
They call that the Perry Mason moment. Yeah,
that's anyway, right. And John Michael, also John Michael, poor old Hamilton Berger, the police prosecutor.
I know.
He was hopeless.
Yeah, well, I think Hamilton Berger, whatever he's, I can't remember his name, William Talman?
William Talman, I think it was,
yes,
yeah.
That's right. He died of lung cancer, and very bravely, before he died, he made a whole series of clips saying, don't smoke, you know. I think Yul Brynner did the same thing.
He did,
thing.
Yeah.
Don't smoke, yes. But it was a great cast, black and white, Days of Glorious Black and White, and Ray Burr and William Hopper. Remember William Hopper was his assistant, Paul Drake.
Paul Drake,
and
that's right.
I did meet Barbara Hale. She was a lovely, lovely lady, I must say. I met her in Palm Springs. And, of course, her son, William Catt, went on to be the star in a show called The Great American Hero.
Yep, and Barbara Hale, was she related to Alan Hale, the skipper from Gilligan's Island, John Michael?
No, not at all. No, she was a really nice lady, really lovely. And she said, of course, the set of Perry Mason, they were always playing pranks on each other.
Yeah.
it wasn't all dire. We had a lot of fun doing the show. Anyway, apparently Robert Downey Jr. will be executive producer of the new Perry Mason. And, you know, it was created, actually, an interesting story. Earl Stanley Gardner, who created it back in the, I think, in the 20s, it was, and they were, you know, paperback books and very popular, I suppose, not in plain reading in those days, train reading.
Yeah.
You know, Earl Stanley Gardner's Perry Mason. Anyway, they haven't picked who will play Perry Mason, but I'm sure it'll be, I hope it's someone as good as Ray Burr.
For sure. Good on you, John Michael. Thanks for that. And I've got to tell you, listeners, John Michael tipped me into a couple of great places to go into Berlin when I was there on my big, you know, once-in-a-lifetime holiday. And I've got to say, John Michael, the Spy Museum, how funny was that they...
I know.
Some of the things.
It's such an interesting city.
Oh.
I mean, if you look at on YouTube, you can see how devastated it was at the end of World War II.
That's right.
And to think that they've rebuilt that city the way they have and restored all those wonderful historical buildings. And did you see the restoration of the Royal Palace?
Yeah, unbelievable. And
unbelievable.
John, and a very telling moment, John Michael, the spot in front of the Frederick... the King Frederick building there, where the Nazis burned all the books at the Humboldt University across the road. Every day they have a book sale and give away books. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, I just think it's the most interesting city. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, and the talk about the spy museum. They had, from the Stasi, the secret police there, they had watering cans, John Michael, with cameras in them so people could spy on them, or they could spy on the neighbours.
Yeah, well, you know, that was a fully big industry in East Germany, spying on it. I was in East Germany quite a lot, actually, because they have wonderful opera there. So I used to go there, and I always thought, well, I'm sure somebody's filming or following me or something. Didn't worry me. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Oh, John Michael, let's walk down memory lane. I'll play the theme to Perry Mason. Great to catch up with you, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, see you later, Mark. Bye.
It's Triple M. Who remembers Perry? Perry Mason. Can't wait to see the reboot. That will be just fantastic.